Radio Sefarad features an interview held in June during the OSCE Conference on Antisemitism in Cordoba. Our guest is Rabbi Abraham Cooper, Associate Dean of the Simon Wiesenthal Center of Los Angeles.
Rabbi Cooper, it's a pleasure, and thank you for this interview for Radio Sefarad.
It's an honor, and I look forward to deepening the ties with the members of the community here in Spain. And you have also huge challenges. But now we live in a global village, and what impacts the Jewish Kehillah in Sefarad affects us everywhere.
What is the role and the participation of the Wiesenthal Center at this conference, at the OSCE conference?
Well, actually, it's rather unique this time. The Wiesenthal Center has an NGO status at UN, UNESCO, Council of Europe. We believe that these international alphabet soup, all these different, are very important as an early warning system to the Jewish world about the potential attacks on our legitimacy. To be vigilant for the always new tactics and strategies used by our enemies to delegitimize Israel and her Zionist supporters. For us, maybe the most important meeting was at Durban in 2001, just before 9/11. Dr. Samuels, my colleague here in Europe, and myself were the spokesman for the Jewish groups. And the experience was like a verbal pogrom against not just Israel, but the idea of Israel. And the script that was presented and codified in the NGO conference in Durban is the same script we are all suffering today, namely to make Israel the apartheid state, the outside, the illegitimate nation. To show you how important international arena is for our enemies, just a few weeks ago, the South American countries, for the first time, had a formal meeting in Brazil, together with the Arab League. And instead of the Latin American democracies bringing the message of democracy to the Arab League, South American countries agreed to legitimize the quote-unquote struggle of the Palestinians against Israel, even though it has nothing to do with South America. It actually went further. Instead of endorsing our call that suicide bombing should be a crime against humanity, they used language that would give Hamas and Hezbollah cause for celebration. So what does this have to do with Cordoba? The OSCE has been the one international entity, 55 nations, which include not just European countries, but US, Canada, and no Arab states, the one address in recent years to push the international community, and especially Europeans, to do something about anti-Semitism. So we came really for two reasons. One, this conference is supposed to emphasize practical educational strategies. And you might say that since we built the Museum of Tolerance 4 million people ago, opened in 1993, with Federico Mayor cutting the ribbon, and because we train law enforcement, police, educators also in diversity training. We are located, the museum is located in Los Angeles, which has 120 cultures represented just in our community.
El museo está emplazado en Los Ángeles, en una ciudad que cuenta con 120 culturas diferentes.
We are often called upon by the educators, law enforcement here in Europe and others for advice and sometimes even training. But the main reason we came, of course, is to continue the fight, counterattack against the continued anti-Semitism here in the continent and in the Middle East.
My question is the following. Are you aware and do you know on the problems of anti-Semitism in Spain, and do you have suggestions on how to counteract or how to implement programs against it in a society which is very different to the one of the United States.
Well, for one thing, we have to always start with an admission that we have plenty of hate crimes and anti-Semites in the United States. There's no perfect society where Jews are only a minority. And we see from our work on monitoring the hate and terrorist groups from the internet that there is plenty of activity in terms of neo-Nazi activity in Spain, but it would appear from the material that we see online, mostly from the margins, not in the mainstream. I think the biggest problem in the mainstream of Spain is apathy and absolute lack of any understanding of who the Jewish people are. So here in Cordoba, you can see the Maimonides Square, the Rambam, you touch the walls, but there are no Jews. And because it means that the Jewish people who are here in Spain have a great responsibility, maybe even burden, because of small numbers, to expose the general population, who are we, why do we love Israel, what are our values. And perhaps 10 years ago, this would be a luxury. If you want to do it, okay, maybe now, after the Intifada, after Durban, after the demonization of Israel in the mainstream, so much of the mainstream of European media, we must be proactive to explain to our neighbors that Israel's a democracy, that where democracy is strong, it's good for Jews, where it's weak, it's bad for Jews. I think we have to be very proud of our values, and as we present those values, I think they would resonate with many people here in Spain. But it is a huge job, and one that I would imagine that Jews around the world, in addition to coming and doing the tourism, have to begin, I think, to look to the Jewish community here as a partner in a long-range struggle for respect and equality with the non-Jewish world.
I missed the second part. It was so long to translate.
No, saying that the Jewish world, I first said what Spanish Jewry can do, but to help, the Jews around the world have to look now to Spain not just as a great place for Jewish tourism, but also to the Jewish community as a partner in this struggle, and explain exactly why, because Spain is a big country, has enormous impact culturally, the entire Latin world, within the EU, and even I live in a Spanish city, Los Angeles, where positive things will happen here, it will have a great impact, the ripples will be positive. Negative will be world impact as well. And, you know, I'm very much aware that there are profound cultural differences across the Atlantic, and we're, shall we say, very American. But I would say one thing. We already went through a tragic period of Marranos, and we no more Marranos. We need a proud community here that should feel itself as a partner with all the other Jewish communities supporting each other and Israel. To be proud, open Jews, feeling a sense of community and fellowship with other Jewish communities, together supporting Israel.
Deben estar orgullosos, abiertos como judíos y conjuntamente con otras comunidades judías apoyar a Israel.
What that means then, for all of us, whether in Los Angeles or here in Spain, education is the absolute key. And I think also that by empowering our children and ourselves with education, we can be proud of who we are, but in a way that will earn the respect of our neighbors, not in an arrogant way, but in a way that shows depth and commitment, values that should resonate with the people of Spain.
We'll be more respected by our...
I think there's no question that right now, not just in Spain, but throughout Europe and elsewhere, the only time people see Jews, or talk about Jews, or Israel, or the Star of David, is negative. Big, aggressive, overbearing Israelis, the poor Palestinians. So the only option is to correct the image of the Jew has switched from the image of the theoretical Jew to the reality of your neighbor who is Jewish. And some people may be asking, Rabbi, we have a small community, what are you talking about? The answer, in 2005, there are websites, you have mass communication, you have very, very bright and committed people, people who can become knowledgeable, spokespeople, enter into dialogue with other parts of the community, but being Jewish with a capital J. I think that people who take this approach answer the question, after 500 years, why should we even have a community here? And for every Spanish Jew who's here, proud to be Jewish, raising a Jewish family, defending our rights, I think our ancestors would be very proud.
Thank you, Rabbi Cooper, for your words for Radio Sefarad, and congratulations for your work at the Wiesenthal Center.
Mucho gusto, and I hope that everyone will also visit our website at wiesenthal.com. We are, in the next few weeks, going to be having initiatives about the Red Cross and other issues that would be of interest. Anyone who would like to be on our email list could just go to the website and sign on so we can be stronger together. One last thing, if people find websites that are either associated with terrorism or racist groups or neo-Nazis, send us an email with the URL.
Thank you, Rabbi Cooper.